The last few days for me have been a little bit like the first day of school. Very excited for all the possibilities that lay before me, but nervous about new and unfamiliar surroundings. First, let me share a little bit about me. I am 39 years old. I am the oldest of two boys. I was born in Queens, New York, and we later lived in Bethpage on Long Island. Many people ask me what happened to your accent, and I seem to have lost it along the way somewhere, but when I spend time with my family, I usually bring it back. My parents live now in their retirement in Freehold, New Jersey. For those of you who are familiar with Jersey, that's exit 7A on the turnpike. I did my undergraduate studies at Catholic University in Washington, D.C., and I went to the seminary at Mount St. Mary's in Emmitsburg. Interestingly, Father Jerry was my vocation director through much of my time in the seminary. So he and I go back a long ways. I was ordained on June 23rd, 2007, 12 years ago, and this is my fourth parish as a priest. My most recent assignment was as pastor of St. Agnes and St. William of York. St. Agnes is in the West Baltimore County, and St. William's is just over the line in West Baltimore City. I am so grateful for the warm welcome that I have received thus far from Father Foley and from Seminarian Peter in the rectory, from the staff in our office, and many of you who have reached out to me via social media and email. I don't think I've ever gained so many Facebook friends as since this transition was announced. I'm also grateful for Father Jerry's leadership over his 8-plus years as pastor. It's very clear that together you have invested in this community, both physically in its buildings and grounds, but also spiritually in your growth as disciples. And it's my hope to continue building on the foundation that has been prepared. From its founding as a mission station, to its establishment as a parish, to the building of this new church, to the growth of the surrounding community, St. Mark's has been in a continual state of growth so that we can welcome the lost, so that we can make disciples, and so that we can then go out and proclaim the good news. I started today by mentioning my own nervousness. I'd like to acknowledge the fact that maybe some of you are nervous. Maybe you're thinking, what is the new guy going to do? The answer to that question is nothing. Nothing right now. I'm going to spend the next 6 months to a year learning and meeting you and experiencing all of the wonderful things that this parish has to offer. I need to take some time also to settle in. I've never lived in Harford County, so literally all of my surroundings are new. We need to grow together, and then we can begin to chart a course for what the future will look like. The Lord Jesus, in today's gospel reading, said that the harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Traditionally, we think of this as a call to pray for priestly vocations, and indeed it is. But it also has a more universal appeal. And we know this by the next words that Jesus says. He says, go. He says, go on your way. Be like lambs among wolves. He is telling his disciples, and he's therefore telling all of us, to go out to be among the lost. to be among those who have never heard the good news, to be among those who have forgotten the inheritance of their baptism, to be there for those who are looking for more out of life than the world can offer them. This command of Jesus to go is given to all of us. It's not for a select class of priests and religious, but it is for all of the baptized. The first time I visited St. Mark back in May, as I was leaving, I was struck by the signs at the end of this driveway right here that say entering mission territory. It's so true. None of us would be here today if at some point someone had not announced to us or to one of our ancestors the good news. The good news that Jesus was born and lived and died and rose from the dead so that we can be happy in this life and that we can be with God forever in heaven. And this is the rather simple yet fundamental message that I intend to keep coming back to as pastor, to constantly and consistently propose that Jesus is Lord and that living our lives with him makes all the difference. I think of St. Paul in his first letter to the Corinthians. He put it this way. He said, "For no one can lay a foundation other than the one that is there, namely Jesus Christ." Jesus must be the foundation of all that we are and all that we do here in as a parish. So my friends, I look forward to getting to know you, to get to know this wonderful parish community. I ask you to please be patient with me. Please be patient as I try to learn your names and put faces and names together. And I truly look forward to all that the Lord has in store for us. May he continue to bless each of you and bless St. Mark Parish.